Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look to keep their winning way going in the seat of our democracy tonight as they take on the Stanley Cup champion Capitals in the first of two meetings this season. And after off-season changes, the Caps have been a bit inconsistent as a hockey club, but they still have a lethal weapon named Alex Ovechkin, a guy that the Blackhawks are going to need to try and keep in check all night long. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between a couple of guys wearing the 19. We're underway. The Capitals control off the draw. Michael Kempe moving the puck up the left wing. Ovechkin at center ice to Tom Wilson coming by over the hot line. The backs from left boards. Now Wilson in front. Shoots and scores! As he was fed the puck from Alex Ovechkin, Wilson was moving toward the Hawk net through the left circle, and Ovechkin faked a shot in the high slot and found Wilson careening toward the net for a deflection. 1-0 Capitals, 54 seconds into the game. Then to the deep slot, Orlov to the left circle, Niskanen fires, save is made, a rebound, they score. Andre Burakovsky with 1 second left on the Capital power play makes it 2-0 Washington with 13:24 left in the period. Stepping back in to take the draw, Andreas Martinsson ties up Eller in the faceoff circle, but Verana loops in to get the puck to the left half boards, sets up the deep slot, Kempe shoots and scores. Eller had gone to the front of the Hawk net to create a screen. I don't think Crawford ever saw it. And former Blackhawk Michael Kempe hammers it home. It's 3-0 Washington. Seabrook along the right boards to keep between the circles. Outlets to Taves at center ice. To Saad over the Capital line down the right wing. Fights off a check, rolls from that, shoots, he scores! Brandon Saad had to beat Dmitry Orlov along the right wing boards and did. And that's not an easy thing to do. And Saad got great shooting position in the right circle. Beat Holtby with a wrist shot. The Hawks are on the board. They trail 3-1. 3-on-2 developing for the Hawks. Most to the Capital line, sends it over the line, and Anisimov put it in front of the net. Gustafson shoots, he scores! Eric Gustafson had to take that pass in his skates, kick it ahead to his stick. He went from his forehand to his backhand, and he beats Holtby. We got a hockey game here. 14:37 left in the third. The Hawks now trailing 3-2. Smith-Kelly over the hot line down the left wing corner. Turns and they come back. Pass picked off by Saad to Kane on the center ice on the right wing. Tried to hit Anisimov on the fly. That pass picked off by the Capitals. Kempe moves it into the Hawks zone. Here's Smith-Kelly left circle. Shoots and scores. Capitals get the goal back and make it 4-2. 12:48 left in the third period. To Schmaltz back to Gustafson again. A drive. Stopped in front of the net. Burakovsky's got it to center ice with four into the Hawk zone with a backhand shot. Misses the empty net. It's not going to matter. And the Capitals win the game. The final score of the Capitals, 4 and the Hawks, 2. Jonathan Taves was a beast in the faceoff circle, but the Hawks could not put more than 2 goals past Braden Holtby, who wins for the 8th time in his career against the Chicago Blackhawks.